My name is Matt, and I'm a compulsive overeater. On Thursday night, November the 18th, 2004, I went to my first OA meeting. The night before, I was searching the internet for a fat farm. I'm sure I didn't have broadband back in those days. You could probably hear that little so my internet probably wasn't working that great. And I wanted to go to look. I was looking for a fat farm. I wanted to go to some place for about a month, some place that would feed me 3 times a day, and a place that I could exercise. I wasn't really interested in learning anything about diet and nutrition because I had taken those classes. I knew all about them. I never bought the Richard Simmons deal, but I did go to Physicians Weight Loss. I went to let's see. I went to well, the famous one that's real famous. Also, Dr. Atkins' diet, the South Beach diet, and a lot of others. So I tried all those things, and I wanted to go someplace for about 30 days. I just really wanted them, and this is real important. I wanted them to control my food and my exercise, or I wanted someone else to control my food and my exercise. So even that statement there, what I found later in OA, the fact that I was surrendering to someone else, which was kind of a good sign. I found something on the internet at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and they had a program called the Rice Diet. I bet some people may have heard of that. I can't remember any others that I found that night that I was looking for, but I was really wanting something in South Florida. This was November, and I was planning on doing this, not in November, not in December, in January, right? Always after the new year. I had friends that lived in South Florida, and it was warm down there. So I really wasn't ready to go then, as I said. I really was going to wait till the new year. Just like all those times, I was going to start a new diet the next day, or I was going to start it on the next Monday, or the first Monday after on the new month, or even the first day of the year. It was while I was searching, I found something called Overeaters Anonymous. Now I had heard of AA, but I'd never heard of OA. And also I had never been to an AA meeting, nor had I been to a 12-step meeting of any kind, and I knew nothing what it was like. I do, however, remember my first OA meeting. I will never forget it. Now, some of you have heard this before, and to those, I apologize for telling it again. So I was pumped to go to my first OA meeting. Just from the little bit that I had read on the internet about OA, and I also answered those 15 questions, if y'all remember those, to see if I qualified as a compulsive overeater, and I did. So back in those days, and even many times today, I'm never early for a meeting. But on that night, I was early. In fact, I was so excited, I was probably about 30 minutes early. In fact, I was so early, I remember riding around town a little bit, just looking at storefronts, and killed some time at a little hobby shop and things like that. But then when I got to the, it was at a church, and when it was time to, what I thought time to go in, I was so disappointed because when I went in, there were people already there, and a lot of people. And it looked like they were already meeting. In fact, I remember this part y'all have never heard, but this church had a hallway. It was a big hallway, and then it had interior walls, and the interior walls were made of glass, so I could kind of see through, but I really couldn't tell what they were doing. So I went on in these big double doors, and when I went in, I saw around 50 people walking around. It was very strange because they were walking and talking and visiting. And then, as I focused a little more, I could see that they were actually trying candies and cakes and cookies and buying them. And of course, I then figured out I was not at an OA meeting, I was at a church bake sale. So I politely asked someone about the OA meeting, and they directed me to another building. I, put my tail between my legs, and I went out. I remember sitting in my car being real defeated and actually kind of wondering, should I not be there? Should I not go? And the building they told me was right around the corner. And so when I got there, it was a different building, and it wasn't this big, beautiful building. It was this little garage-looking building. And I walked in, and it was real musty smelling, and it was the 12-step house. And in that house, they had AA meetings, they had Al-Anon meetings, I come to find out. And then, of course, they had the OA meeting. And so while I was there, after I politely left, I actually met three different ladies. Now, here I am late again because they're about to leave. They had gotten up, they had their purses in their hand, they were walking out the door. And they said, "Can we help you?" And I said, "Yes, I'm here for the OA meeting." And they said, "Oh," I think they thought I might have been there for the Al-Anon meeting, but I was there for the OA meeting. And they said, "Well, tell us why are you here?" And I began to share my story. And when I shared my story, I explained that I was there for weight loss, and that I already knew about the science of nutrition. And I explained to them that, like they didn't know, 3,500 calories equal a pound. And if I just eat, 100 fewer calories a day, or if I exercise 100 extra calories a day, or a combination thereof, that's 3,500, that's 3,000 calories in a month. That's almost losing a pound a month. And so then I explained to them that I had a someone in my business that we serve food, and I had sent the kitchen, the person in charge of the kitchen, our cook, I had sent them to Walmart, and I asked him to get me 35 containers that could only hold 200 calories of food, because I had a plan. I was going to eat seven of those a day. That would have me eating 1,400 calories a day. That was my plan. I was really going to get after it, okay? And so I explained to them all this, and then they politely listened. And then toward the end of that conversation, she I remember her name was Arlene, one of the little old ladies. And I hate to say that she's no longer with us, but she kind of listened to me. And then after I got through, she kind of snickered and she said, "Hee-hee-hee, you just keep coming to these meetings, and one day you're going to figure out that this has nothing to do with food." And so with that, I said, "What are you talking about? It's got everything to do with food. Because, if I eat more than I burn, if I eat an extra 100 calories a day, I'm going to be gaining 1 pound a month." In fact, I graduated from high school in 1977. And when I graduated from high school, I weighed probably around 170 pounds. I played sports, I worked hard, and here's what happened to me. All I did was eat an extra 100 calories a day because I ended up gaining about a pound a month. It doesn't sound like a lot, but a pound a month is 12 pounds in a year. And 12 pounds in a year after 10 years, that's 120 pounds. After 20 years is 240 pounds. And it was when I came into the OA rooms, I came in weighing 360 pounds. And that night in November, on a Thursday night, that was my very first OA meeting. And it was my first of 90 meetings that I would attend in a row. Now, they were not all face-to-face meetings. None of them were Zoom meetings. There was no Zoom then. But there was something called chat meetings. There were also telephone meetings. But I did a lot of chat meetings, and so a combination of chat meetings and face-to-face meetings, and one meeting where I was by myself. And we've always said, and even I'll say it, you can have a meeting without me, but I can't have a meeting without you. But that's not totally true, because If God's there and you're there, you can have a meeting. And there's actually a little pocket meeting that you can carry in your wallet, and it's a suggested meeting. So, like I said, that was my first night of 90 days. And 9 months later, I found that I had lost 90 pounds. Now, I did not diet. I did not do any extra exercise. All I did was go to meetings and buy every stinking piece of OA literature they had. I read every single one of them. And then also I read the steps, but I didn't work the steps. And we'll come back to that. I read the steps, I gave service, but I didn't work the steps. So, as a result, in my opinion, of me not working the steps, but only reading the steps, my abstinence didn't stay. 5 years later, I had gained the 90 pounds that I'd lost. And now I was back at 360 pounds. Then, because I really stopped coming, I never left OA. But I stopped coming to meetings. Never again did I ever try another diet. Never again did I get on the internet looking for a different solution. I knew where home was, but I was just wayward. I was just too busy. It's not that I didn't love OA. I just stopped going to meetings. And that was the beginning of gaining over the next 15 years. Gaining 70 pounds on top of the 360 that I came into the room with. So now I was at 430 pounds. That was a little over 5 years ago. 5 years ago, even before coming back to OA, I would come a little bit or I would call someone. I had a friend that developed skin cancer, and then he developed lung cancer or throat cancer. And while he would go to a city 2 hours from me, Nashville, we both rented apartments. And when he would go for his chemo, I would go to the YMCA and swim. And so I lost from 430 to 395 from really bearing down on my swimming, changing my eating a little bit, because there is something that's true, regardless if you're an OA or not, you can't out exercise a bad diet. And so I had lost down to 395. And then it was on Christmas Day, 2021. I was at my wife's family Christmas lunch, and I had became disgusted looking at everyone's plate. I was used to my plate not looking good because I'd put turkey, and then I'd put ham on top of the turkey, and then I'd hide the dressing on top. Then I would hide the ham and the turkey under the dressing, like everybody's judging my plate. Well, anyway, my plate could look pretty disgusting because I put all this food on there. And then I noticed that day I wasn't the only one doing it. Almost everybody there was doing it. But here's what's amazing. There was no one else in her family that was obese. Now, there were plenty with love handles, but no one was obese like me. I got so disgusted looking at everyone's plate that I went home early. I got online to look for a Zoom meeting. Now, I knew about Zoom, but I had no idea if they had OA Zoom. I was just thinking, I wonder if there's OA Zoom. Well, boy, was I glad to find OA.org and the Zoom meetings. And then later, OAFootsteps.com, and found those meetings as well. So I got online, I found them. I didn't know they were there, but once again, I came home. And some people call us retreads, some people call us returners. But I made a decision though, if I'm coming back into the rooms, this time not only was I going to read the steps, I was going to work the steps. That was one of my three decisions. My second decision was I was really going to try to understand the big book. The first time around, my sponsor, he loved the big book because He went to AA meetings too, and I never really got into the big book. But this time I said, you know what? I'm really going to try to understand it. And from that, I learned that one of the tools of AA is history. So I got all fired up. I love history anyway, and I got fired up about history, and I found Joe and Charlie, their tapes, and it's just helped me understand the history and the origin so much. And then the last thing that I was wanting to consider, what is this sugar and flour thing? The first time I was in the room, I was in my young early 40s. Well, this time as a retread, I came in at back at age 62. In my early 40s, I didn't need help with metabolism. My metabolism was just, it was just burning red hot. I was working hard in my business. I was working outside. I was very active. And so the flour and the sugar didn't bother me in those days. But things have changed. My metabolism, he finally told me, look, you've abused me all these years. I'm taking a hike. So I've had to get reacquainted with my metabolism, and I was going to study this sugar and flour thing. Well, today I have a home group. And in fact, it's this meeting. Or should I say, I have a, I, or should I say, yeah, I said it correctly. I have a home group, not a home meeting, because this group is a group of meetings known as the Unity Group, and we meet every night. I now weigh 374 pounds, and because of a recent honesty and wisdom approach, I've slightly increased my swimming exercise. Still just 3 days a week, just increased it up to an hour rather than 26 minutes, and also surrendering my night eating to eating only raw fruit or protein after midnight. Well, here's what's happened. That whole sugar and flour thing, for some reason, eating the raw fruit and the protein, the drive for sugar foods has really just diminished. And not only from midnight to eight, but also throughout the day. And I've always been a guy that loves bread, but now it's just the attraction's not there, and I'm making better choices. I'm no longer drinking my calories, but I'm eating my calories. So the result then, my weight loss has started to happen again. My craving for sugar foods during the night have decreased dramatically. With the biggest surprise, as I mentioned, of the flour. And so now I see the connection of sugar and flour for me. This I have learned, I've listened and I've learned. Not everybody's the same. Some people can have some things, some can have another, some can't stop eating. I'm not the binger. I'm just the one. I was more of the grazer, okay? But we're all different, but this program, the solution is all the same. And for me, it is step one, admitting that I'm powerless. And that's my problem. I am powerless. I am powerless over food, and my life had become unmanageable. Even though I had several businesses, if I don't go to a high school reunion because of my size, my life's unmanageable. If I don't go to someone's wedding, my life's unmanageable. If I can't fit in a booth at the restaurant, my life's unmanageable. If I accidentally bump into my wife's great aunt and it knocks her on the floor, my life's unmanageable. So now I have worked and I continue to work the steps. I have studied the big book and its history. I now understand how sugar and flour has affected me and that God has it under control, which leads me to steps two and three. Step one, I admit that I am powerless. That's my real problem. I don't have power. I don't have power over food and compulsive eating. I don't have power over a lot of things. Number two, came to believe that a power greater than myself. I believe there is a power greater than me, and it's God that can handle my compulsive eating and any and everything else. And then lastly, making a decision to turn my will over to care of God. Thank you for letting me share.